Let's do it. Yo. Okay. So you starting it, Chris?
Yeah, dog. What you mean?
If you ain't lose a thigh and gate back, then you can't really trap. Fuck up in your trap, I boost it up a notch. I look like chasing on a bitch.
Let me lead a cop.
Okay.
Hey.
WTG.
Yeah.
Back again.
Another one. Hey.
If you ain't lose a thigh and gate back, then you can't really trap. Once it fizzy, walk up in your trap, I boost it up a notch. You know that bitch when they really the catch. My right need another batch. You say you smoking, I'm a dad, but begging weed. But you see me with my hoodie up, that Zap Assassin Creed.
Yeah. Another one. Another one.
This is what we're
coming in hot.
This is how we start.
Hey.
Jamila bought my stick long like the ranch. They want to meet and greet this at the fucking bank.
Hey.
That's what switches fuck around and get spanked.
Yeah. Another one. Hey. We could get rid of these, man. We could get comfortable now. You know what I'm saying? Back again. Another one.
WTG with the Green Podcast. You don't know, man. We back a fucking game, man.
How I feeling, man?
Everything blessed. How I feeling?
Shit. Feeling irie. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna let we tell y'all as fuck, but we here.
last name was a little crazy, but shit.
Vibes over here, though. Niche just banned today.
Cue the applause, man. Cue the applause.
Don't know.
This your boy Big Breeze in the house, man. Some know me as Chris all the way from Big Island St. Cray in the building. WTG in the house. I mean, I get my co-host Big Reno in the house.
You know what I'm saying?
To the right, Tommy, for the people that are watching on YouTube and ain't listening, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I know once I hear your voice, I gonna know who it is. Mr. Fuck Up May Fuck in the friggin' house. I'm saying, Red, what I tell you. Hey, what good, Red, man? You
everything safe, man. Everything blessed, you know what I mean? Like Jimmy said, city of content, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, that was birth like 10 minutes ago. I just see that in person, in real time. And the man of the hour, superstar himself, the Zap Man, UAG Flizzap in the house, man. Hold it, my feeling. Everything blessed.
We here.
How you feeling, bro?
Yeah, I feel amazing today, man.
I feel nice, I look nice.
With my brothers.
Hey, we vibing. So you have to bring it in with some Zap Assassin Creed.
For the audio listeners only, you know, if I hear to watch a podcast on YouTube, definitely tap in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We get all type of stuff, man. I listen on the audio only for a special treat, you know.
It's a whole different experience with the audio, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you're driving to walk, it ain't the gym, whatever the case may be, you just get your headphones, it's a whole different vibe. You know what I'm saying?
In a special episode, bring it down for y'all, you know what I mean? Fucking everything up in the streets, you know? Like, the sound of the streets right now is really flizzy, dog.
For sure.
Like, I ain't gonna cap. We bring it together, a nice exclusive interview just for y'all, man.
Yeah, we're here in Atlanta. Just for you guys wondering, we're here in Atlanta right about now. Which brings me to my very, very first question for the man. Like, how long you been in Atlanta? What brought you to Atlanta?
Well, to start your question, I've been in Atlanta for probably a year and some change now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just coming back really and truly.
Okay.
I was here probably like 2 years ago for like a year and a half too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What met me, like, wait, no, you back on it?
Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So what made me come back too is, you know, I had to get away from St. Croix and just the islands and, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
that type of environment, you feel me, to you know, I say better myself and see myself in a better place. You know, it's a better predicament. You feel me?
Yeah. And how I'd watch St. Craig, or I'd watch home period, right? I'd watch it like a confined space. You know, that type of way.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like your wings could only go so far in the void. You know? So I feel like your wings been like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they spread out. You know, they broad. Everybody could see your wings. Everybody know you could fly. You know what I'm saying? But to reach your true potential and stretch out your wings, sometimes you gotta leave home, you know what I mean? So, yeah that make a lot of sense, man. That make a lot of sense,
Cool. So much more to it, you know?
Yeah.
So much more.
You fuck with being up here? You like being out
Yeah.
I know you travel a lot. It's your favorite state?
Yeah. It's my favorite state for real. I like Florida too, though.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I like Florida, but Atlanta is just Atlanta. It get cold. It get hot. You know what I'm saying? It get snow. I ain't never seen snow before. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be cold. It's a blessing and a curse.
So what's a typical day for you in Atlanta, man? Wake up
and straight in the studio.
Yeah, this they don't know.
Every day is the same thing, man. If I ain't in the studio, I just cool and kicking with Red and we playing game. We just smoking, you know what I'm saying? Game to this morning, you know what I'm saying? Staying productive, you feel me?
Bouncing ideas out for each other.
Yeah, like for sure.
So,
for sure.
So yeah, like, so you from St. Craig. You from Rock.
Mm-hmm.
How this y'all mesh? How this y'all come to be, you know what I mean? Like,
well, really, my first introduction to Fleazy was God rest in peace, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Petty God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Petty God was the first boss.
Rest in peace, for real,
you know what I mean? That's my dog. Petty God was the first person to be like, hey, watch it. Fleazy up. And priceless, you know what I mean? Like, this is the people he listening to that I don't know about, you know what I mean? Cause I wasn't really like super in tune, like the surface rap stuff I had no then, you know what I mean? But like the underground people who coming up, I want to tap in like that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then, you know, before he passed, cause I was dealing with his situation, I was really kind of like my first foray into management, you know what I mean? Right. And it was just like, okay, you want to do this, obviously, you're going to think about all these other things. So I'm going to think about all these other things. And let me see if we could like make a go at this here because people really, you know what I mean, fucking with your shit. So before he passed, you were like, man, dog, whatever you're doing for me, I would like for you to do with Fleazy. You know what I mean? And really and truly, he and Nick says, who had the band get real strong force, you know what I mean? Because Nick... me and Nick on the same team when it comes to the management thing, you check. So she was really like, I was more and dealing with prices and she was kind of really more dealing with like Fleazy on a day-to-day level, you know what I mean? So it's Petty God really and Nick's really kind of like make it happen more and focus on what he got going on. I'll probably like give guidance and like, yo, this is what we need to be doing. But she really was the one that was kind of like...
facts.
Well, I gonna
shout out Nika.
Yeah, shout out Nika.
Big Nicks.
I gonna use this opportunity to like really big eye up because there ain't a lot of people that will step up to the plate and just give guidance just like that. You know what I mean? All the older people them that have knowledge in their brain.
Man, I could tell you, my son. Yeah, 25 years of my life, I meeting a man from St. Thomas. I never would have known. Like, I'd have been learning so much things. Even to be a man, like, manly stuff, you feel me? Like, brother to teach me everything when it's down to music, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the carry yourself.
Everything, you know what I'm saying?
Big respect, man.
For sure.
Definitely.
Walking is a big thing, like, for you people you could look up to and the you
for sure.
You on this journey.
Even when you, even where we coming from, we don't really have that much type of people who gonna, like, boost you up and, like, yo, I think you should do this, so I think you should stay away from that. I think you should stay over here. I think you should do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Feel me?
Because all we're watching it is, right, if you're at home, you see somebody, like maybe in the neighborhood on the block, you like, wow, that person get potential, that person get talent. I feel like not dropping everything you're doing, but like at least like extending your hand or making sure that person make it, you know, anything in your power to make sure that person make it. It's like the whole community win, dog. You know what I mean? So it's like...
you know, when I was going to school, they used to bring, like, people to the school to, like, talk to you, check?
Yeah.
But they used to select the people who are doing good to go get to see them. And I used to always, like, but, like, if they're doing good, why you bringing to inspire them to do more good? You know what I mean? So like, I used to feel like, okay, are you bad or are you disgusting or, like, are you in... like how you need them to be, you just gonna discard them and dismiss it. You ain't really want to put in the work. You just want to come around and be like, hey, do the right thing, you know. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Dream. I mean, saying everybody should do it, you know, but if you find that you're gonna invest your time in to help like them and cultivate themselves. I don't have nothing against the people who making like A's and B's and getting it right, but when you don't doing productive in society. This person that need the extra,
like a gain of food stamp card or somebody that bank don't
right.
Salary.
You know what I mean? So for me, we're just like, man, and then you know, like growing up in the ghettos and rap, and when you learn about fleezing and like the things them, you know what I mean, deal with coming up, it just kinda like, man, I don't see this story 1,000 times. Mm. And 1,000 times, maybe somebody try or somebody try hard enough, you know what I mean? So for me, it's like beyond the music, you know what I mean? Like when you get your money, fix your credit, you know, buy a house, do certain things, you know what I mean? Pay your taxes.
Yeah.
All of, you could still do all of that and be all of that other stuff too, you know what I mean? Okay. So just like put yourself in a position where you could be, and then, hey, yo, this is where I fail at. Don't fail here, my boy. Don't do that. I fail here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know this. No, you know it. You get it before me.
Yeah,
and then just watching a person like develop and go, I just be like, yeah, my son. You know what I mean? It was worth your time. And I guess some people you that give help to and they really like bite your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like it happened to us live in St. Croix, you know what
for
I mean?
Sure,
like
for
showing
sure.
love to somebody. And then man just kinda like violate the love. But that's just the price you gotta pay when you want.
Yeah.
Help a person, you know what I mean?
That's the type of heart you get.
And we just still help even after that.
Yeah, even after that, because it ain't going to deter. I mean, look, that's them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Because you ain't doing it for nothing. In return. You're doing it out of the love. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Hey, bring up something you mentioned last night. You had somebody here that you watched play ball when he was younger. And this man tell me straight up, the coach are like, well, no, somebody tell this man like live, like
why,
I don't know why I'm playing so
why
hard.
Why playing so hard? No, but no, I ain't going to the NBA. This man, this man, 10, 11. You know?
Me gonna like, I was the type of youth to say that.
But like, but it's an adult telling the youth that.
I was the type of youth to be like, man, why I going so hard? I ain't going no place. Like that's how we grew up. Like
yeah,
that's like, just like we say, so much your wings could get spread.
Yeah, that.
You feel me?
Freaking adults clipping them. Imagine you tell a youth that, no, sir, that's rough.
Well, you see the thing now. with
like what?
You could see, especially in the VR, you could see now, you know. Like when I coming up, ain't really wearing too much internet, so you really can't see what going on out there.
Yeah.
So like. In your environment, like this is what it is, you know what I mean? But now that when you could look around and see, like, wow, these youth get resources, these youth could go, you start to look at the Virgin Islands in a way, like, so come on, you get these things for us, brother. So we could, you know what I mean? So a man dream that when he go so far, maybe I go work in the government, you know what I mean? Maybe I go and work HES, you know what I mean?
VIPD.
VIPD. You know what I'm saying? Because it, and then you get it like the 1 or 2 token, the Tehran, the Tim Duncan, the pressure, or whoever. Make it, that's the, like the token thing. That don't look like the norm. You know what I mean? But like I said, when you're in Atlanta, you've seen it so much, it look like the norm. So it's like, no, I could do this, man. Like, what? Not 1-2 people doing it, like, you know, like hundreds doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you're wrong people who have millions and cool. And it's like, oh, yeah, that million ain't really that hard to get, man. Like, I really just got focus on, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Speaking of millions, congratulations to you. You know what I mean. Like, how much million you clocked this year with your streams?
Wait, what? Seven
and some change.
Seven, probably like 7.5, 7.4.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we ain't really, some of them you have to like kind of like attach so it could count it for you.
You didn't even accumulate.
I didn't
everything.
Even put everything in because I kind of get lazy.
That's a rough estimator, you know what I mean?
Lazy,
like before 2 million, you know what I mean? We ain't counting in all the people that are downloading the MP3 and playing it and before that. You know, take a vote for growing up.
That
we know it's
real.
Like internet and them heck, so we just got to download it to a device and listen back to it and thing, you know what I mean? So let's talk about that. We're going to tame machine and take it all the way back, man. What make you want to pick up the mic, bro?
Ain't gonna even lie to you, man. Just freestyling with my homies in the hood.
How old you was?
Well, I ain't gonna even lie. Wait, first. I was jit, probably like 5-6 years old, running around in my mother's house. And my brother got his music loud, beating. Like, that's why I remember my brother, he passed away. Ja rest his soul. But what he's saying is, like, I always remember he have a music, like rap music, yeah. You feel me? Yeah. And then, like, when I grew up now, probably I said, like, probably like 11, 12. Mm. I ain't catching rest. I with my older homies, you know what I'm saying? We just kicking, beat just come on.
So these man don't already know. Nah, they got a talented dude in
there. Nah. It wasn't none of that.
Okay.
At all. So then my name, at first it was just freestyling. Yeah, yeah, we like weren't really that good. Okay. I mean, we know
how to put. Cut with hat.
You know how it'll be when you just start. Yeah, but these man were advanced.
Okay, okay.
Like Mario were advanced, Flavel were advanced, Jeezy were advanced. So I learning half of these, man. Like, wow. How bad like that, you could sit out there, like, just half of nothing, half of your head, just so. And every day we do it. And every day we just get better and better and better and better until a day I just say, man, I feel like I could put this here together in a, like a song.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Like, you telling that story just bring me to a whole next thing. Like, it really to have, it's really important to have mentors or people that you could look up to. Because imagine if he had that set of people that he could have hung around with to like gather himself and
sharpen his talent. Them already nasty.
He's the product of that then. Like, them man ain't rappers. He's the product of them man rapping and them heck. So it just goes to show that continue to be great. Continue to like push to your dreams. You never know. It got trickled down to the generation under you.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So real quick, like when I listen to this, my music gonna resonate, right? Cause we are VA man.
Yeah.
Kind of I grew up in the same way, in the same set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the hood type vibe. Mm-hmm. Freestyling with your boys, you in school.
Banging on the lockers.
Freestyling with your boys, y'all make some music, you know, it may hit, it may not hit, you check what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's just the product of that fuck.
We take it to school and that too, man.
Talk about it.
We take it to school and remember in Elena, when Elena was Elena though.
Okay.
Yeah, the real Elena, you feel me? Yeah.
Not this one, the real
one. No, the real one.
Yeah,
the one in Princess.
Yeah,
one there. Hmm. Yeah, you know, man used to be drumming and the desk there, man. Yeah, we just used to be rapping. My favorite word was Moroskunt.
Yeah.
My name was Moroskunt because I used to say Moroskunt so much.
Moroskunt is a Virgin Islands nigga, right? If you really think, if you replace Moroskunt with nigga, it could always hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like this Moroskunt, this nigga.
You're right, yeah. Nigga, no to us. You track?
So Moroskunt is our nigga.
I want to say us to the world. I mean, I come back be like one of our you track. So, like, nigga, I was been around. You know what I mean? But yeah, Moroskunt is it for us.
Moroskunt gotta be up. That's all.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Moroskunt is a lot of things, though.
Definitely.
Acting like I'm learning.
Yeah, maybe walk around a long time. You gonna say mother son, yeah, my niggas are just saying a fuck too. Everybody is saying a fuck.
Yeah. Girl, what part of them? That's Americans.
Yeah.
They don't say mother son when they on the phone with a girl. Hey, your mother son game is mad.
Pick that mother son up.
Yeah.
Okay. So we taking them back. When is the first time that like you were hearing your shit buzzing and you was like, what am I fucking with my shit, man? Fuck nasty.
When I first dropped Doobies and Dogs 3.
Mm. Doobies.
Yeah, Doobies and Dogs 3. That's the first when I first dropped M2 song.
Okay.
And like everybody like sharing it on Facebook. Mm. And like, yeah, this dude fire. I lie. I do that song with Dapper. I forget what the song was though. Dapper, yeah, me and Dapper. When they first come out with that verse, Dapper was telling me like, hey man, everybody telling me like, who is you? Like, you should keep rapping and like, yeah, this and that, you should drop and boop, boop, boop. What's the word? You know what I'm saying?
That's why when you do features, you gotta kill.
Yeah.
You gotta kill off up.
For sure. And you had somebody else on the song, you know?
Yeah.
He had somebody else on the song before me, and he was like, man, please, you wanna jump on this, your dog?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, send it to me.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool. Take pound off. Send it to you. Take pound off. Send it to me. So he was like, yeah, it was cool, though, because pound up been rapping, and I just start, and it was, you know, like garbage thing either, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, okay, shit. Yeah, man, he do good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine,
like,
he buzzing, he do good. He buzzing in St. Thomas and he buzzing in St. Croix.
Yeah.
All
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, hearing the laugh is a blessing for real.
You ever get to perform back home, like in St. Thomas or St. Croix or any of them things?
Yeah.
How the energy is, how the vibes is.
I can't wait to perform in St. Thomas again.
So tell you that. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. How you think coming up?
Did a big turn up, yeah. Man, Chris to be turned up too.
We have one thing coming up. I ain't really touch on. I don't want.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead as a promoter, but it's for Chris. And then I ain't too pressed to accept or do shows in the moment right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For several reasons. You know what I mean? One, as you go up, like for me, my responsibility is to think about safety first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we know the type of music we do. We know what come with it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I want to make sure it's right. You know what I mean? So I might charge you $1,000. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, man. You know what I mean? We can't do nothing with $1,000. We just have to charge it.
Yeah.
Because it's just work, right? Mm-hmm. And we really want to show love to everybody. But see the part with power. You have to like pause in a place and like that's important to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that might run you a check. And then it might not make sense to you. And that's cool. But we're just running on a gig just cause.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We rather focus on the craft and spreading out and
growing and growing.
You know what I mean?
But stuff.
Definitely if the car come and it right, ain't no doubt about it. We always willing to perform in the Virgin Islands, you know what I mean? Because that's who make we. You know what I mean?
I ask that question because I want to know, like, what tune is the tune that, like, they get the most feedback from the crowd? You know what I mean? What tune you get out right now? What tune that you had out that when you once you perform it, everybody rocking?
Bank clothes?
Okay.
Everybody getting crazy.
Yeah.
You got to put a lot of energy into that one, into that tune.
Yeah.
Because once you put energy into a tune, the people going to feel it, you know? Like, it's going to be undeniable. So that's why I ask, like, if you put a lot of energy into
it. Yeah, put a lot of energy into
At first, I listened to Flizzy. I think I hear a couple of tunes, like, before. But Chris has already put me on this, man. Like, nah, you ain't really listening to this, man. I listen to VA artists. I'm like, nah, listen. I listen to you. I was like, what? Nah, yeah, tap in with some movie. Yeah, artist, no.
I'm in Texas.
Like, what?
I'm in Texas. I'm getting somebody a rate.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I get somebody in the car that ain't from home, I got this playlist with VA music, so I run that there. So I run in music playing, like about 4 or 5 songs playing. A Flizzy song come on, my son. And the whole, and this man, like, he almost breaking. That's how he snap and watch me, like, like, yo, this shit fire, bro, like. And it was the same song that we bring in, Assassin Creed. Yeah. He was like this man saying he like, yo, he just said that. He like, yo, he going sick. Like he ain't even know that, like, fuck, like this shit exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine you just cooling in life and you ain't even know this type of music exists. You gonna feel like you failed. That you be like, no, this fuck is out there. This out here. I could be consuming this type of shit. I could just be chilling and listening to this type of fire.
This out? This ain't unreleased?
Yeah. Like I literally had to send this man a YouTube, the Apple link, every fuck. So it's like.
Yeah.
Like this man, like I driving off from where I drop here and I look down to watch my phone. Hey, you don't forget to send that. That's why
I consider like VA music. Glad you said fire. I feel like we could really be like a wildfire. Like, you know, like them South African music start to go crazy every day. I feel like the minute VA music start to just take off for real, because I already taken off.
Yeah.
But like when it start to really just take off, the fuck gonna be everywhere, dog. You know what I mean?
Imagine people in the United States just trying to talk like we to make music. You see, like, how, like...
Did a train do everything like we?
Yeah.
Did a train smoke like we?
Yeah.
Train mostly everything like us.
See? I thought like we.
Mm-hmm. Did a train talk like us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my homie, them would be around us. They'd be saying our slang them and thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'd be saying this too, so it's a hand-on-hand thing.
The Gucci Link travel too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
You know, I know this fuck to really be fire. Like, his shit to be fire. You play a fucker on the girl, man. I'm gonna be like... like, after that shit again, what's on that song? What the fuck again? Like, for sure.
So, what are artists in the Virgin Islands? Because we talking about VA music pushing. Right. All the artists in the Virgin Islands, you fuck with Flizzy.
Quan two times.
Yeah, okay.
Fatty, yeah.
Right now, bro. It's the biggest party.
The biggest party funny in the house.
I just want to tell you, fire, man.
Jimmy playing Fatty. Again, right? Jimmy playing Fatty. You know what I mean? And yo, you know what I like about it, right? Like, you know, when you see people talking like, oh man, did I only talk about this and this all the rapper that do is like, nah, you just, you ain't listening.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
The rapper that you hearing is the one that kind of like pushing it the hardest or might be popular at the time, but rapping, if you have different vibe and different flow, like you could literally go put a playlist together. You gonna wait like all these people who like Toronto, they didn't like him then.
Crazy.
But now that he is where he is now, it's like yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we know this, you check. So it don't feel no way. Like you gonna wait until, that's what I always tell everybody at a manage. Yo, if they don't jump on the train now, so what? And then if you get big and they jump on the train, okay. Like, don't be like, oh, you wasn't with me before. Nah, you on a train?
Me on leg.
I need you on a train.
Can I get them serious kind of sentiments for you? Like, when you sell that?
My job is to get you on a train.
Yeah,
I don't care when you get on a train.
Yeah.
I ain't getting on your train. You know what I mean? So
you try and get your following from this number to this number.
Yeah, it don't matter if you didn't like me then, but you like me now.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Yo.
Jimmy
didn't like Flizz up before.
Yeah, he didn't like my music at all.
Nah.
Yeah. Wow.
Like he didn't vibe with it.
It'll and be then, like that though.
But Flizzy grew.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. To a place apart, he like it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't take it personal. You check. You just got like VI music, good bro.
Yeah,
good.
All them people who crying good about VI music, that's lead them cry, man.
You feel versatile.
Yeah,
kind of like a broad question.
I mean, like right now, why doing all type of different stuff right now too?
Yeah,
so,
because the reason why I ask is because I do feel you versatile. Red, let me listen to a couple unreleased.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Behind your back, you are telling me not to tell you, but this is my goal. So I'm gonna let you know. You know what I mean? But listen to some.
Hey, that man love to try rock one of them. That's really what going on here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Choking straight up under the boss one. Hey, cool.
Yeah, I'm saying so.
So,
hey, bump is all released. I guess I all released bump it.
Cool.
But like, when I listen to it, not only do I hear growth, I hear versatility. So when I say I hear versatility, I mean like, you know, sometimes when you see an artist, you're like, hey, this artist could sound good on this beat, on this song.
Mm.
But it gets certain artists that you could just have, and if it's a good song, you could still throw them in it, and they could find a way to make it. They could find their pocket, all of them different stuff. So when I listen to music, I listen to flows, I listen to pitch, I listen to all of these different things. And when I listen to your music, dog, I definitely could see like versatility, like a variety of flows, a variety of voices, all of them things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked the question.
Yeah,
you
for
feel
sure.
Like you versatile yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but we still got a lot to work on though.
And where do you feel you got improvement in?
Melodies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My pitch, how I structure in a song. Cause I just go in the stew and just speak my mind. Just how I feeling right now. Just say it out. You check?
But that's an art in itself. It's my work. I take crazy. You got a lot of music, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of unreleased.
We got a lot of unreleased right now.
Like, it's like a Chris Brown level type of vocatic. A lot of music.
You do drop a lot. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But you've been dropping for a while. Like,
yeah.
I realize like you've been on DSPs for like a minute,
yeah.
Dog. Like
2019.
So, yeah, like you've been on DSPs because
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd have been on Spin Rilla if I had known to been on Spin Rilla.
Yeah,
for real.
So how do you like, you know, went through the process? Cause I don't even know how to go through the process of releasing a song on Apple Music or releasing a song on Spotify.
Well,
so how you do that at a young age?
First thing I learned it from Dapper. This is like come back to my brother Dapper.
Yeah.
And I say my dog said Dapper and Petty God really and truly.
Okay.
You check, they were like, man, you need this how we to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming out with a song, we to put it out on SoundCloud,
but look
again, this year we probably could do this year half of too. And then when Redman and Nika them man come along too, they put it on a like a more like emphasis on it, like, yo, this is where Pioneer need to be.
Yeah.
Right here. And so we got some, we got Distro Kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we just went from there.
Okay, so that's it. Yeah, SoundCloud is definitely the place, dog.
Yeah, we start on SoundCloud. Start on SoundCloud.
That's right. We ain't even like Lego SoundCloud. Like,
yeah,
whatever
no,
we put it on regular, we'll put it on SoundCloud as well. You know what I mean? Because you gotta feed the fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, feed them.
YouTube and all, because you got people in different regions where they can't access the Apple Music and, you know, the Spotify and all of the other things. So you gotta make it accessible for them.
That's why I be telling this man, I want to get rid of shit. They be like, nah, dog, we gotta go everywhere. Dog.
Yeah, you gotta be everywhere.
You gotta be everywhere. That's the next thing about being an entrepreneur and just doing your own marketing and your own shit. Like, yeah, push. Just, you know, ignore the laziness and just push the shit everywhere. For sure. But since you're talking about unreleased and all this different stuff, stuff we listen to, ain't gonna fuck up fire, dog.
Yeah. Really? Oh, he's snitching on me. No, Red, tell me, don't let nobody listen to it.
Which is your favorite one?
The intro, the one. The one is telling
intro?
The story. Yeah.
The, I know, the intro ain't even. The intro ain't even. Like, intro, how I send it to you ain't even that no more. So when you say the intro, we like.
Damn, which one
I intro then? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you talking about your life.
The story.
You're telling our story.
Oh, you talking about Tears of Joy?
Yeah.
I don't know why my man said Tears of Joy.
Yeah, man.
Or, what I tune you send me with a feature with a partner on it?
With J-Dog?
Probably.
If we got a couple features, we get J-Dog.
You hear the song, fuck.
Yeah.
That fuck.
Yeah.
Dog. That one
crazy.
I almost crushed my whip.
Shout out my dog, J-Dog, man. Yeah. Shout out my dog, J-Dog.
I said, yeah, I was crushed.
If you could play the voice note I sent to this man, if you could find that voice note, I was screaming, driving past me, stoplight every fucking
not
that
one
like,
that crazy, for real.
Dog,
for
what the fuck
like,
you
gotta listen.
Chris?
You gotta listen to what I actually saying, like, for real.
Nah, that fuck insane. So, yeah, you get new shit on the way, your album on the way, so you want to touch on that and let everybody know, inspire this. It's nice work that you put in it.
But really and truly, just, I ain't get tired of the drilling and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of that, but I just find that I gotta tell people how I live in. You feel me, Red? Man, tell them, man, like, give them man a little bit more of you. You feel me? And I was like, man, that's it. Ring a bell in my mind.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I was like, man, I really need to tell these man about my life for real, like, in our honesty, so
yeah,
that's why we do. I ain't trying to do it like hard or nothing. I try and make it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like you don't release so much different type of music, you don't release a large amount of music, So now you just step back as an artist, now watch yourself in the mirror, like, what's next? That type of vibe,
for
now
sure.
It's like you like Irie. So now it's time for these people to know Flizzy. Now it's time for some transparency in the music.
Yeah.
So
it's like, the man build an audience on the way, and it's like, no people on the way that could show who I really am.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for real.
That's some hard shit.
Yeah, that's
for
big.
Real,
yeah, because a lot of people, it's like a big question mark over my head, you know? Like, people don't really know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, they just think, like, I just rap about that, like, I like that 24/7. Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
We'll touch a little bit on that because me, I don't know if I recall, Red, you are getting into it or like a teacher, right? Like,
well,
let me clarify.
You are getting laugh out of
it. Yeah, let me. Hey, Jimmy, see how to walk. Hey, you know, that's how to walk in.
Man got a whole department of education and all.
You're before the department of education.
When?
No. Okay. So with me, right? I'd always be last to know about the Facebook drama that we check. So what I see some woman talking about the music, the Virgin Islands music that's being put out and how the influence they have on the school cheering them. And you was an advocate basically saying that, like, yeah, I know these artists personally, and I know what's going on with them. And all. So, yeah, touch a little bit on that situation.
Okay, so Zap been wrong my dad to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, there is nothing like us. They don't even want to be like us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, no music ain't influenced them. They like Billie Eilish,
yeah.
and different stuff in them. The environment that me and them, what I place them in,
yeah,
and what we impress upon them is the influence.
For sure.
So for you to use
somebody as an escape,
goat, like, right, no, they look up to how you. Well, wow, your child look up to a rapper. What my daughter don't look up to no rapper. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why I tell Fizzy, like, okay, now is it like you do drill for so many years and he's like the Gucci man at the VI, like the streets is yours.
Right.
For you.
That's how I feel about Lil Wayne. Like, cool. And then he made Man, I Miss My Dogs. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then it kind of like connect me to him now. Like, I know your emotion. I know what you're feeling. I know what you've been through. Mm. Like, I don't know what you and BG actually went through, but you speaking on it, let me know. Like, you and your brother fall out. Like, this that happened. I could relate to that. You know what I mean? When I was like young, I couldn't relate to some of the shit you were talking about.
Yeah.
So, like, Fleezy, man, like, you got to open up more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So these people could understand like who you is and like where you come from and like why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
It's not something that he glorifying. He just telling you
story.
Like, yo, when I angry, this how I was when I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at 19, when I was angry, I might have shoot you. At 25, not the music saying, I angry, I'm going to slide off.
Mm-hmm.
That's his growth. You don't want to allow him to grow. You going to tell me that this dude at 19 years old who make doobies or darks freeze, who influencing your child.
Yeah,
this dude ain't even, he's still a youth. How he influencing your, you got to leave him grow. You know what I mean? So now if he's 40 years old, still talking about killing people, then now I can understand where you might have a problem.
I ain't going to lie. Me to cut you off. But if it's Fleazy and this freak get back to the Department of Education, I feel like I make it. I feel like, what? For these man to even make us think about it, I gotta be that big.
But understand why you get to them. A man, Mickey Craft, right?
You know, like, I ain't humble about that shit, man. I ain't gonna even lie to you, call.
I real humble about it.
Yeah.
I'll just take it and just turn it into something good.
Fuck.
Yeah. For sure.
Something my dog teach me again.
Yeah,
for sure.
Don't let none stress you.
Yeah.
You see something about stress you, okay, well, I gon' counter this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get over. I don't be sure. Alright.
Yeah.
He make his music, right? Pay for a cover art or create it himself, right? Go on the computer, upload it, type up the lyrics, make sure he business straight, put it on YouTube, marketed to his fans, so he did a good job at that.
Yeah.
That's how you saw it.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
right?
What we are looking at for you.
So, the shit that you want your children them to know, or the children them in the community to know, you ain't doing a good job getting it to them.
Mm.
So now you want to blame him because he do a better job at getting his experience out to them, but you ain't doing a great job getting what you want them to believe or out to them. How he's the escape goat for that?
No, that's fair.
You know what I mean? How?
Oh.
You don't know what he make it out of. Matter of fact, bro, in order to do what he doing, he in the studio 24/7.
Yeah,
and if he in the studio 24/7, he can't be in the street 24/7. So clearly he doing something productive.
Yeah.
No, you just matter how his life went and how he expresses himself. Yeah. You ain't never telling yourself like, damn, okay, well, he ain't in St. Croix no more. He escaped his situation, however he dealing with, however he circumstances were, and he trying to be productive. Now I have to critique how he being productive, because what you were doing when you were 20, making babies out of wedlock, like what you were doing, you were perfect, your life was good. Huh? You were on your way. You know, you were doing a good job in college, on your way to come to scam the government now.
Yeah.
And the people rich. With your suit and tie.
That's crazy.
You Jack?
Mm-hmm.
So you went from good to figuring out to scam the government.
Yeah.
Facts.
And he went from bad trying to go to good, and you mad.
Are you upset?
Nah, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Nah, fuck.
Hey, this ain't your type of music, man.
And that's all.
That's all. That's it. People don't understand that music is art.
I like country, but I don't listen to country. So you'll never hear me say, man, I don't know why these country people are always talking about drinking. I don't listen to that.
Why they always drunk?
You see what I'm saying? I don't listen to that. So that's your choice. You don't have to, but clearly 7 million people say, I could relate to this. I like this. Yeah. This moves me. Okay, imagine that 19-year-old grab your youth attention and then he grew. Like, yo, you know what Jay-Z was talking about when he was 19? Mm-hmm. He ain't talking about that anymore, right?
No.
And everybody who grew up with Jay-Z grow with him. Mm-hmm. Like, they elevate too. Now they get house and family and job and stuff. So allow him to grow. Exactly. And you know what I mean? He ain't going backwards.
No.
You know what I mean? He ain't in jail. He ain't got no charge. No. He ain't got arrested. Mm-mm. He ain't got none of these things. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. And that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, right? Like, instead of bashing what's going on or what are you done fucking with, that man could bring Flizzy, you know what I mean, to the school and. Right?
Well, no. No. Every time they call and be like, yo, come talk to the youth them.
Nah.
We make adult music, bro. That's I like bringing a porn star who was successful to the school to be like, yeah, man.
That's what I'm going to say. Oh, like people that watch Power, right? Power, yeah. The killing, sex, all them stuff. But that fuck is art. That fuck is, you know what I mean?
But it's for adults.
Yeah. But you're going to take the actor from it and you're going to pull it from it and like say like he doing them frig. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Yeah. So I'm saying is, okay, cool. But Flizzy is not making music for your 10-year-old. Mm. If your 10-year-old discover Flizzy and they're listening to Flizzy, that don't have nothing to do with Flizzy. Mm-hmm. Flizzy didn't say I'm making this for the...
Oh, your son is Chris?
A time.
Oh, your son is about 7?
That's all right. It says parental advisory.
Nah, everything for real.
So then Chris could be like, all right, hey, what going on? He bad, I know him. You check, but that lifestyle ain't going to make it. And he just really rapping about what he been through. Mm-hmm. You ain't going through that. Mm-hmm. So you just like it for the art. Mm-hmm. Don't try to impersonate it. True. That's what that parent doing. Mm-hmm. You ain't doing none of that. You just complaining.
Yeah. So Flizzy just got to stop rapping because a 10-year-old might hear his music?
I swear.
That's weird.
Cold,
that's
crazy. Cold walk out the bed. I hear him. What you want?
She's going to be like, you know what? Let me put it, man. No, man. A 9-year-old might hear this.
No, I ain't never doing that, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, just that. Yeah, but at the same time, it don't bother us. You know what I mean? Because I was going to have people who going,
of course.
We're going to make more music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to do.
We speak with numbers.
Yeah.
The rap music is shit. Well, fine. Who's your favorite artist in the Virgin Islands outside of the dudes that are already great?
Yeah.
That coming up and put them up.
Put them up.
Unless since you like this girl so much, how come she ain't streaming? You really don't like her then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they really like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and like just getting bigger and bigger because like my partner Esco, my partner Esco from Atlanta, you feel me? Shout out Esco.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? And he know all type of people.
Mm-hmm.
Me and he make a mixtape together.
Okay.
Every day now for the past 3-4 days. What, like 3-4 days, Jimmy?
Yeah.
But 3-4 days, today, counting today.
Mm.
They have a new person from Atlanta playing me and his song them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they posting it on their Instagram stories and like when I go to react now, they like, yo, this you?
Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Fire, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah
no, these man will be around FBG them, these man will be around Young Thug them, these man will be with people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's something we're doing right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we're gonna just keep it pushing.
Keep that fuck pushing.
Keep the fire sure, hot.
For sure, yeah. For sure. Yeah, so like this ain't my first time, you know what I mean, interviewing Flizzy. We do Pride, not, we do Vivid.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't there, but like, I was still like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We do the other 15 one.
15-minute drill.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
So I gonna ask a question from the 15-minute drill just to bring it to this interview, right? So like, I didn't want to say what was your inspiration, but can you give me like some artists, could be 3-4 artists, even 2, that you would like grab, put together and be like, boom, this is Flizzy.
Me gonna like, learn a lot of things from Petty Gad, you know.
Okay.
Like delivery and thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you the say it. It's everything, you check?
Yeah.
So I put Petty Guard up there. Put Dapper up there for sure. My dog Kwando get me taunt up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My dog Kwando get me taunt, you feel me? So I got to put Kwando up there. Priceless for sure. No, like, and Rebel. Like, Rebel, my dog, like, he from St. Martin.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. He like, he melodic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you just learn in a lot of orders, you know?
I do learn, something from each one of them, man, you check?
That's fire.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to see shit like that.
Again, you love in any other islands? Outside of the
For sure.
Islands?
For sure.
Yeah.
St. Martin, St. Kitts. What pirates we turn up? You got a couple different places. Sangwang. Yeah, we turn up in Sangwang.
I know that I'm gonna fuck with it for sure.
Couple different places, sure. Man. Couple different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want to do with the podcast.
Anguilla, too, man, we touched couple chat last year in Anguilla. Couple chat. Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
Tortola for sure, too.
Take over the Caribbean.
Take over everything. For sure, the Caribbean. Like, when I'm rocking everybody else, and just follow up.
Sure. Yeah, the key is consistency, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get tired.
It's alright, watch me.
Yeah, I just like, you know, when you get tired, we 2 weeks up.
By me make a pose.
Bro, when you tired, we up. When you feel like, damn, this ain't really working out for us, we still going. Like, we ain't like adversity. Like, it don't matter. We broke, ain't got no money. We hungry. We still we pushing, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't trying to take no breaks, man, because we don't know when the next hit is or the hit is. You know what I mean? We just got point out. And like when you say it's like a basketball player, man, all them unreleased songs is just us in the gym, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just in the gym. Mm-hmm. Just keep working on the craft, trying to find our shot. We never out the gym. We always in the gym. You know what I mean?
So then
even like if we out, like we physically recording, we are
in the gym still, yeah.
We still in the gym. We got other man recording. We still getting inspired. Still in the gym. Pressure going to come and do his thing, and we're going to get inspired from that, and like his energy, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It just like, you have to really want it, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, we like gifted. We don't ever feel like you said earlier, like just humble. Like we never feel like we better than nobody or we's the best.
Facts.
When we say we's the best, it means that, yo, like right now, I lean in towards, and listen, I don't want to talk about this later, okay? I starting to lean towards LeBron being a GOAT.
Oh, shit.
You check? And I's a Jordan man to the ground, right? It's just because for 20 years straight, this dude has been consistently doing the same thing.
Yeah, Mr.
Who come, who go.
Fuck,
when you take a break, he just...
Yeah.
Forget the wins and losses, bro. Forget the rings. Like, 20 years, we got dude in the NBA, 19 years old right now, gang, worked from a 40-year-old, bro. Like, embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he's good. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
And it's really because of the level of just being consistent. He always in the gym. He always working on the craft. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, them is the thing them that are, like, inspire us and me. You know what I mean? It's
determination.
Like,
I know, like, what you said for real, we don't, like, just because we don't rap, you know, we used to play basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like, he would tell me, look at Shai, look at Luca. How these man get what part they get? These man had to be determined that.
Yeah.
These man weren't smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Man weren't hanging around with friends when they didn't need to be hanging around.
Yeah.
They weren't drunk. They weren't doing no dumb shit. They were determined to go to the NBA. And that's exactly what they do. So it's that day you're watching that, and then it's the age too.
Yeah.
These man is man 22, 23, 24, 25. Like I 25.
Yeah.
So I watching that, I like, damn, I could have been there, I could have do that.
Yeah.
But I doing this, so I got take that concept into what I doing.
Yeah, for sure. Same work ethic.
Yeah, same work ethic, just different art.
Yeah.
So let me ask Ayoka, you know, you've been doing this a long time, I know you've been consistent as fuck. What a keeper, like, what a motivator to keep going. Like, you know, of course it'll get low days, slow days. I know I'm hungry, but like it'll get days back. Fuck, man. Like, I don't know if today is a day. Like, you know, a lot of content creators and everybody trying to do something, you know, have them days. Like, what a keeper going.
Yo, we set a goal for 1 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We set that goal for a million streams, bro. We like, hey, next year. This was like not 2023, the middle of 2023. I think we are finished out with like 500,000. And we're like, hey, we could do a million.
Yeah, dog. We could do 500,000, we could do a million.
You check? And then like, so not like we chasing a million. It's like we know.
We could do it.
Be consistent and we like tighten up in certain areas. Even like this year coming up, we know we got tighten up in more areas. Mm-hmm. Right? So like we were like, million come and we done already like at 750,000 or like we done already at like 3 million in the middle of the year. We like, what fuck is this? We were just saying we just wanted to do a million. You know what I mean? We finished the year with seven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the motivation. Cause now we like 14. We need 14.
Yeah.
What we got to do 14? Like what we miss? We sleep on YouTube. That's how we do, you know, look back. Like what we sleep on? We sleep on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like we get a lot of music last year, but we ain't put no much videos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We ain't really pay attention to that part of it. You know what I mean? So now it's like, okay, this year, this is all we're going to do. This is all we're going to rock it. And we're going to see what flow on. We ain't even chasing numbers this year. We chasing process and how we do our process and how we put out our album and who we work with. You know what I mean? Because last year was more like, we need to get back on the scene and we need to remind them that like, this is Zaptober. Like, this is Zap. You know what I mean? Like, don't forget this is Zap. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was the goal and that was the mind frame. But we just want all our brothers to eat.
Yeah, for sure.
We want our family to eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We want to make it so we could be like, man, thanks for like suffering through this air with us, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what I mean? You good now. That's really what a really real motivation is. You know what I mean? To everybody who ever come along, who if they come and they go or they help in some kind of way, like we just want to make it just to say thanks, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we appreciate it. Mm. Check, like.
So you mentioned, Pressure, Boss Pep, a legend from the Virgin Islands, for sure. You mentioned him. Can you explain a little bit his role in the evolution of Flizzy?
That's a big homie, man.
Yeah, my son.
You check, that's the one with like all the wisdom. You know what I mean? Like when we reach a place so far, we don't have the answer. It's like, man, we just need to pull up P, man, and just like, see what P say and like. And not just music, just life. Yeah. Like any situation are going left or like if it's like even like drama or beef or somebody don't like us or you know what I mean? Like we just lean on P, we lean on the Rasta man. How man is a peace man, you know what I mean? So it's like then we see what's going on with he and just how he da move and how he da carry his thing. It's not even a matter of like that's how he da influence us.
Yeah,
how he da move,
yeah.
And how he da carry it. You check it. That's how he da influence us. You know what I mean? And then you da just be like, you ain't want to disappoint him. You da make him look bad. You check. Yeah. So it's like,
hey, I wrong him. You check.
Hey, I wrong him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
whatever
just
you
way
do,
bigger than him.
Far longer he
and peel big. Like PM, like how you might look at somebody and see on the internet that they big. No, P big. Like when you wrong P and you go with P places, what? Like P big.
Yeah.
Like big.
Everybody
like, respected
him.
Big. Like
fuck his pressure.
You know what I mean? Like you have two different type of bigs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Have a man you could see and you get millions of dollars and you know what I mean? And then they got another man who that come in a place and just like kind of the respect and the presence and just irie and love everybody and you know, like he big like that. You know what I mean? So like a lot of influence on Flizzy and Kwan. You know what I mean? Just them are being wrong and playing game with him, making music with him, just cooling, burning can, cracking joke, learning.
Playing domino.
Because them man are wrong and them man might say something in them man youthfulness that like they think it'll go this way and P just be like, nah, it don't go like that.
I hear that. We talking
you
to
know what I mean? So just having
like the
that
school thing,
wrong.
Just like the school thing.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
He jump in and be like, yo, hey,
you know what I mean?
Cool,
yeah.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? P is a treasure. You track a real treasure, man.
Mention Kwan.
Yeah.
We eventually gonna have you up here with us for sure. Talk at least. Start laughing.
That's gonna be wild.
You coming up coming like dog.
Yeah, man.
I never meet you, but I could tell the type of dude. He laugh at all one lyric from Letter to Me. Absolutely.
Man, listen, bro.
You don't have fucky fucky.
Bro, it's 10 all the time.
If you don't like Kwan and you don't know Kwan, you missing out, man. You know what I mean? Kwan is a good dude.
Yeah, fun dude to be around. Hell yeah.
Listen, look, we could be in the house cooling, quiet, just vibing. You see when Kwan bust you that dope? That like quiet vibing shit done. He high energy. What going on, bro? Like, he just loving life.
He walked through the door yesterday. Yeah. You know what he first thing he say?
What?
Fucking Dan has a right.
Yo,
man, why you like that?
The man
just
is,
pull out energy.
He's super confident in himself. You check.
And you can't. We don't stop it.
You know what I mean? You can't dunk me for that. Man, I'm happy about life, man.
Hey, bro, look, man.
Kwan lose two people last year, bro. I know when Kwan was dunk. So when he up and he like happy and like he just. Like himself, I am happy, man. That's, you know what I mean?
Turn up, bro.
In my room if you're annoying. But me won't stop you. Do your thing. Yeah.
He don't turn up, though.
Yeah, but he is
he turn
at 100, man. You know what I mean? And he's a good dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Kwan will give you a shot off his back. Kwan will break his sandwich with you. Kwan will take a. You have one nugget, Kwan will like, you want to bust it? because he's that kind of dude, man. People might take it as arrogance or like, you know what I mean? But you gotta be wrong to you.
He is who he is.
To know, like, that man always mean well. You check?
Respect.
And one time, right? Me and Fizzy gang crash, my son. But it don't last long with Kwan.
Yeah.
You check a couple of hours or the next day. He like, man. What I saying?
Roll a joint now.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the man is just a good dude, man. A cool dude. Happy-go-lucky dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he really basking and become a man. And a last year going into this year, really starting to become a man. Yeah. You check and like take care of himself and his responsibilities and get his money. And you know what I mean? And like, and that's all he don't want to do. He'll tell you all the time, like, man, I just want to take care of my grandmother, my mother, man. I just want to get what I get. So because my grandmother, my mother is like really everything for me. You check?
Real time.
So he don't never shy away from that, you check? So he just happy living it, you know what I mean? He running around the city, you know what I mean? He get all in, he doing anything, he and his partner, you know what I mean? So he's like, the man just having a time of them. I like, what you should be having at
home.
He's still trying to get to the bag.
He ain't trying to get to the bag.
Nah, like, he on it. You know what I mean? So, he's just happy for that.
I just want to say, speaking and listening to everything I was saying, if anybody listening, like, if I want to get into something, any type of business, and you want to be successful, you could do it by yourself, you know? But if you're listening to what we're saying, having a team, having a support system,
for sure.
Having a mentorship, I mean, like, pressure, like, red, to guide you, having them brothers around you that gonna always speak life into you, like, are y'all gonna grow together? And y'all gonna grow faster, bro. Like, having a team just makes shit easier, dog. I mean, appreciate having you.
One hand can clap. Thanks, bro.
Yeah,
for sure.
I love the bromance, man.
One hand
get closer to him.
I hate this man already. This man.
Yeah, man.
Respect, you know? Hey, Rezo, any show totes? Any show? Anybody I want? Man, shit. I feel like this gonna be long.
This long, bro.
You know, in the cartoons, you need to open.
Shout out my dog, Mush, man.
Shout out my dog, Mush. Because my dog, Mush, man. We are where I be at,
man. Yeah, he'd have been there, man.
Shout out my dog, Mush. Shout out my homies, man. Yeah, everybody know who they is, man. It's too much names to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
My boy, Jose. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my dog. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out my dog. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Keep it strong.
feel me?
Yeah. I get something for you. Let me see our battle. Hey, so this is a little game, right? What? So, Bow.
You want to play spin a battle?
What?
This is crazy.
Man. Yo, that's the episode.
You got to watch.
Jimmy, you can't let him do it. You got to stop them before.
You got to ask.
Yeah, you got to No, you got
to ask. Okay, tell them how you're doing.
Yeah, come on. All
right, so boom. So we're going to do a little...
Chris, don't spin that battle.
Manifestation / acting right quick, right?
Yeah.
Airy. So, boom. Best rap album Grammy Award goes to UAG Flizzup. So, I want the man to come up and give your speech, your acceptance speech at the Grammy one time.
Wow. One time.
Uh-huh. Now you're okay. On stage.
I'm on the stage now.
Yeah, you're on the stage with the Grammy.
One thing I have to do, right? I gotta thank God for this award. You know what I'm saying? That's the first person I gotta thank. Mm-hmm. Next person, them next people them I gotta thank is my team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ah, then I don't shed in tears.
Yeah,
in
great, no.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't shed a little one, two tears. Check it out. I don't, man. Yeah. Shout out my mother. You know what I'm saying? My mother. Mommy, you know what I say?
Watch my
shit. Better with me through the thick and thin.
Yeah.
You know what I say? Shout out my dog, Redman, because Redman is my dog for real. You feel me? Without none of this shit, I'm waiting to be here.
You feel me?
You know what I say? So, I want to thank all of my supporters too, you know what I'm saying? All of my supporters, Ayo is the real reason for all of this, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
All of my development and for this craft and who I am. You feel me? I appreciate everybody. Love and respect. Thank you for the award. Love. Heavy. I gone down the road.
Yeah, gone down the road, y'all grab
me.
Yeah.
I'd have probably ended like that too.
Yeah. Don't forget. Big.
Yeah.
What's up?
Big.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, but before we go real quick, man. What you got to add? I mean, I know you probably been saying that fuck for a long fucking time, but. But you know, you just put it on a tune like once, and then ever since then, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Don't know.
And like every year, it got new one.
Yeah.
Now it's rrr. This year, who knows where it might be.
That's nasty as fuck. Yeah.
You want to shout out our brother Thor too, man.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Shout out with that Thor, right, man. Shout out with that Thor.
You know what I mean? We're proud of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. Hey, that's the formula right there.
Yeah.
What you seen Thor do? Is what you see Flizzy do, what you see Quan do. You know what I mean? These man work, Todd work hard, relentlessly, non-stop.
No, for real.
R&B, whatever, like he point the work. You know what I'm saying? I know he's reaping the benefits. And that's all it is. You know what I mean?
I just want to tell everybody this, you know what I'm saying? Watching the camera directly.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're doing, no matter what you're doing, I don't care what you're doing. Just make sure... keeping safe, staying out the street, staying out of trouble, staying out of people way. Put your money in your pocket. Save your money, cause it's gonna save you.
Mm-hmm.
And love who love you. You know what I'm saying? Stay in the right direction. Keep it lit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that positive message was brought to you by Flizzy.
Yeah, Chris Rap Shield.
Yeah, for sure, man. You don't already know who this is. I read this Big Breeze from WTG alongside my homie.
I got some money.
Yeah,
Reno done in those.
I'm saying. We had Red Man today. Give thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, man.
For real. And the OG. No, you's an OG.
Yeah. No, he's an OG too.
Yeah, he's an OG.
I'm a young OG. I'm 25.
Man, yeah, he's an OG.
Just turn a young OG.
He's an OG.
At
least he ain't
uncle. Yeah.
I big bro.
Hey, thanks for stopping by for real.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I appreciate that for having me.
Yeah, man, I had a lot of fun, man.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was smooth. I know you. We know each other too, so.
I don't already know that we're
yeah.
flow.
Yeah.
For sure, they ain't even know we used to play ball in Canny Gator. I ain't even know none of that, man. We used to ball for real.
But yeah, man, you don't know. If you're listening, we on YouTube. If you're watching, we everywhere. You can listen to your podcast, WTG, with the Green One. For the one time. If you want to give up your socials one time, we could put it on the screen. All them
the real Flizzup on Facebook, FLIZOP_ on Instagram, UIG Flizzup on YouTube.
UIG Flizzap and Google. You could go anywhere, just look it up. You could find it, boy. UIG Flizzap.
Ready? Want to fling your socials out there too?
Oh no, I'm fine.
You don't want my. You don't want my little t-shirt.
You gotta find him.
Yeah, you gotta find me. You gotta find me.
If you find me here, I am. Promise
you, you have to find this man. You gotta find him. You gotta look.
It'll pop up. Tiny man.
You gotta find him.
Yeah, man.
And that's the show, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yo.